Well, Micheál, what thoughts will you take away from Congress this year?
Well, listen, first of all, it was great to have Congress in Donegal. I think it's huge for the GAA and for everybody involved to bring Congress here to Donegal. This year, basically, you know, it's looking about, you know, to integration. I spoke here last night myself at the meeting in relation to integration, that we have to basically put policy in place for next year's Congress. I mean, that we have something in formula for 2027, and that it's been a successful Congress. That mean, you know, I know they would like to see more changes in relation to the rules and the time. Now there's going to be a special Congress at the end of the year in relation to the time frame, but we all know the time frame is too tight. You cannot expect teams, basically, you know, in an Ulster final and All-Ireland final to go to penalties. That has to be changed, and I mean, I think we have to look at our time range right across, because everything is too compact. We're all looking for the same venues, we're all looking for the same time, and we're all looking for the same coverage, and it's just not viable into the future, and that's something that has to be looked at, especially as part of integration going forward as well.
I suppose in many ways it was a case of common sense prevailing.
Yes, and that, you know, nobody basically wants to, you know, have teams losing and that basically on penalties. And I know the hurling has an issue that basically for times, and the calendar at the moment doesn't allow, and we all know that. So then we have to make changes, and we have to push back a few extra weeks or even an extra month to allow for these replays. And I think basically, you know, it was the right decision to bring it back to a special Congress in November, but it has to be looked at going forward, because the only thing that we're doing is killing our own sports here. We're not giving it the right coverage. We're not being fair to players. We're not being fair to counties that put in so much time and effort to lose on penalties.
Now, of course, ladies football is a special place in your heart. And we heard a lot today at Congress about depopulation, smaller clubs struggling. And yet, paradoxically, at the same time, some of the clubs are actually bringing more people into ladies football, but maybe struggling on the men's side.
Yes, and that mean, you know, ladies football has been growing. That mean, we're over 200,000 members, and that we're increasing year on year. That mean, and I think probably one of the big initiatives that we did do over the last number of years was the Gaelic for Mothers and Others, and that has got more people involved in our sports, has got more people coming in as volunteers. But you're right in saying, I mean, there is a big issue in relation to their efforts, in relation to the population growth. And it was seen here today that basically on the eastern board of the country, I mean, there's nearly 0.5% of our membership. I mean, we have to look at that. And, you know, wearing my council hat, and that's something that I brought up as a councillor as well, in relation to, we have great facilities in rural Ireland, we have great pitches, we have great community centres, but we don't have the population. And we have to look at that as well as legislators in relation to planning and that going forward, because we have to make sure that rural Ireland survives into the future, and that we have great facilities there, we have great people working there, but we need to have people playing our sports there as well, and teams basically taking part. And I think that is something that will be looked at, and it will be a big issue in the next term.